All right, folks. All right, we're back with episode 3 of Super Doll. And I'm going to get in my super voice, but when we last left off, our superheroes had chased down this dude who was flying around in the air. They got him, and they captured him. Some sort of super villain, superhero, I'm not sure, someone with some powers. So our superheroes had caught this guy, and I don't know what's going to happen next, so let's just find out. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to present Super Doll. Somewhere, a team of superheroes waits for Earth's greatest hour of need. And they wait until they're called by Earth to protect it from something only heroes could protect Earth from. And they wait until the time they're Earth's last hope. And they wait until they're called for, you know, because they're needed. And this is the tale of their waiting. This is Super Doll. All right, so when we open tonight, we're in a concrete room. Pretty standard concrete room that seems like a kind of ultra-modern cell. You got a bed, slab-like bed, and this dude's laid out on it, and I'm not sure of his name. He's got like bright red, like looks like rubber boots on, or some sort of vinyl, probably rubber. And then he has some yellow tight pants or a spandex or something. And then his blanket over the rest of him. The only thing I can see is his legs. He's just got a gray blanket. And his face, his eyes are closed, his head's turned to the side, and he's sleeping soundly. He kind of looks peaceful. He's got a little haircut with a little curly Q in front. Nice hair, full head of hair, square jaw. But his hairstyle's a little bit out of style. But this guy could be so cool. We don't know him yet, but he could be so cool. He doesn't care. But yeah, so this room, otherwise it's pretty empty. It's got the bed with, it looks like the concrete slab has some sort of built-in mattress and pillow. And then he has this blanket. And then that's it. There's a big glass observation, you know, one-way mirror lining one wall. And then in the corner, there's a, you know, this kind of stuff, these details, they don't come in other superhero stuff, but there's a toilet without a lid, I might add, a little privacy wall, but you actually no privacy because you can see through the one-way mirror if he was using the toilet so that he couldn't do anything, probably unobserved, I guess. But yeah, it's a toilet without a seat, so if he's peeing, I assume he's human because he's humanoid and he's a male. I don't know, would you pee sitting down or would you pee standing up? Just be careful. Or maybe he's just comfortable sitting in his own pee if he pees in the seat. Probably number three, but that's just me. I don't see any toilet paper. I assume there's toilet paper somewhere. And then there's a small basin, all steel, some sort of steel. Maybe stainless steel, maybe just some metal. There's a wash basin, a sink. Small sink, though. You couldn't bathe in it. You can barely wash your face. I'm not even sure with his square jaw he'd be able to get his head under the faucet for a drink. Because, you know, I don't know, if you're like me, it's like sometimes you just want to drink water. I mean, he's sleeping. Even though I'm talking, he's still sleeping right now. But yeah, what if he wanted to stick his head under there? He couldn't, so then you have to drink out of his hands, but I don't see any soap. Which, again, might not be an issue, but some people it's an issue. And I don't see any cups or glasses, which if this is a cell, as I'm positing, that's, you know. So it's going to be hard for him to drink water, except by cupping his hands. And as we all know, our hands aren't water, you know, they're not the best basin. You could get a little drink. I guess, I'm going off on a tangent. Okay. Oh, wait a second. The door's opening, and it's like one of those. Oh, okay. I see the door opens, and there's someone. It's like one of those double door. What do you call it? Like a double door with an ante room where you can. It looks like there's all sorts of air, like an airlock. That's what it's called. The door to the airlock's open. And in the room, somebody's coming. They're in a suit. Some sort of like a. Looks like some sort of. That's Flex in there. The guy Flex. He's kind of like a. I can't tell in the suit, but he's kind of muscular underneath the suit that I've seen him in action. He's got kind of like a little bit of a baby face. Well, actually, not even a little bit. I look at him. He's kind of got like a baby face that. Doesn't do him any favors. A little bit too much of a baby face. So he's in this suit. He's coming in. Well, let me just get to the... Let me transform from observer to active participant in the story as a storyteller slash... So Flex comes in the room. He's in this biohazard suit. That kind of stuff's going on in the background, but you don't need that nonsense when you're trying to fall asleep. Flex looks down. He's got a one of those clipboard type things. He's got some over his shoulder, some sort of satchel of devices, I think. Suspect is still asleep, and according to, he's got a blanket on him, and according to the blood tests, he seems to be blood temperature, normal blood temperature is around 98 degrees, ish. And, let's see what else. We've got, 6'2". And I'm going to run some tests now. We're not sure what planet this creature is from. And I have my protective suit on here. And just a little noting all this in the log. And one thing as an aside, sorry to interrupt Flex, but I notice he's talking a little bit loud. I don't what's up with that? I'm talking. Let's see. I'm going to move closer to the suspect, try to get a exhale reading. As according to our bio scans, he has some sort of what we had heard were called lungs. We call them Buschkenplopf. So we're going to see what he's exhaling through his lungs. And our lungs, we know on this planet here where we are, we process our nitrogen through the air. For our to feed our system, our circulatory systems, and patient seems to be stirring in a way that indicates fake sleep, and the patient's rolling over and staring at me, and not saying anything, just looking at me. Hello, sir. Good afternoon. My name is Confidential. That's not my name. That's a word we use to indicate it's none of your business. And you're going to be hearing me in your language of your people due to, a process I can't explain to you, but you'll be hearing me in your language and understanding me, which is good for our communication. Now, we have determined, to the best of our ability, you're an oxygen breather. I am not. We on this confidential location are not. I can see you're looking at me. You're not changing. You might be from a non-emotional planet, and I'll note that in the log. This humanoid is maybe from a non-emotional. Now, I'm going to approach you. I am not here to do you any harm, sir. I assume, sir, I did look. We had your clothes off. We changed you. And then we put your clothes back on. You don't ask me any details about that, but I saw your male reproductive organs according to some of the star charts we have. But I'm going to just put something close to your mouth to make sure to chart the your exhale levels. Now, I'm not going to hurt you, so if you plan on attacking me, know you will be dealt with in the most calm and peaceful way possible. I'm not looking to escalate this situation, sir, so I'm going to approach you, okay? And yeah, I'm just going to put this in front of your mouth here. And you can look at this. This is a simple air spectrometer thing. And yeah, you just breathe normally. Oh, very good, very good. Huh, interesting. So you inhale oxygen, you exhale carbon dioxide and some other elements and such. But okay, that's good to know. As far as we could tell, you are a carbon man. That's actually what we've been calling you. I don't mind. I guess it's not as an insulting term, carbon man. And I hope you don't mind me calling you carbon man from now on for the time being, do you? Strange that a patient could be a mute. He is not reacting in any way to my questions. Now, I can understand you're probably nervous, sir. Probably disoriented. You're probably not sure where you're from. I'd like to find out where you're from so we could help get you home. How about Carbon Man? Want to go home? Don't you want to go home, Carbon Man? That's what we'd love to help you get home. Go back to where you're from. You could help us out by giving us any information you have, sir. But yeah, you don't seem like you want to comply. Maybe you're just quiet. That's okay. I'm quiet too. I'm the observation officer of this confidential stuff that we're involved in. Maybe I shouldn't even have told you that. I'll tell you what I'm trying to. They call me Flex. That's what they call me around here. That's a nickname. I'm Flex. Nice to meet you. I'm just gonna take a guess. I've been monitoring you now for a while. You seem like you're from one of the Milky Way habitable planets, the mammalian. You're in the mammalian habitable zone because you seem. I'm taking a guess that you're going to be from either from Zellulose, which kind of might sound strange too, because you might have a word for it. I know that if you're not from Zellulose, you could be from Earth, or you could be from Frofluf. It's hard to say. I think there's supposed to be a pop in there. Frofluf. I can't. They have their tongues are different than mine and yours. I believe from my observations of your mouth, you have a nice little flat tongue and stuff. Mine's more lizard-like, but you don't need what you're. You can't really see through this suit. You might be asking yourself, oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't even think about that. I'm in this scary suit. This suit isn't meant to scare you. It's to keep me safe. Now, I'm a nitrogen breather. You might be looking at me through your suit and saying, who's this guy in this sick, scary suit or whatever? I'm not here to scare you. Just we have your room filled with oxygen and some other, what we could determine when we ran your blood through a spectrometer, laser-guided blood monitor, what we thought you needed to survive, and that's what we want to make. Well, we're here to keep you alive. Now we're not running any strange tests on you, sir. We just are trying to figure out. Again, like I said, you're not gonna, sir. You're just staring at me, and you might be a little tired. You might not be able. You might be worried because you can't feel your hands and your feet. We do have your hands and your feet numbed because we could tell that was some sort of power source or weapon source. We're not sure. We're not sure you want to hurt us. We're not sure why you're here where we are here, which could be a spaceship, could be a planet, could be a time zone rift. But we just want to talk. I just want to talk to you. I'm Flex. I'm trying to rapport you. But again, okay, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go check on, double check this carbon dioxide thing. And I hope you're comfortable. Oh, you know what? I forgot I left in the airlock some food for you. Now, don't try to attack me or anything. Well, you couldn't get up because you have trouble walking. Okay, I'm going to go back and... I have some food for you. Now, it might be strange to eat your food with your hands being numb. So we brought you a little shake with a straw. It has some of the elements we could determine, you know, what you might want to eat. It's got the closest thing we could replicate to your cow's milk. If you are from, a lot of people are thinking you're from the planet Earth. And then we have some other stuff in there. Don't worry, it's not harmful. It's not no brain type effectors in there. If we know you have a brain, gray matter. We don't have gray matter. We have purple, blue, and red matter in our minds here, where we are. And we're peaceful loving. We had to detain you because you just appeared with that high energy spike. So you can go ahead and drink that. Now, I wouldn't want to give you any of our food. We, on this planet where we are, well, we'll set a planet. Oh, dear. We eat lava and what you might call acid because we're just a different, like I said, we breathe. So I'm going to let you drink that shake, or you can be suspicious or whatever, but I'm sure you're hungry. And, you know, I'll leave you alone, okay? Flex is my name. And I'll be back to check on you in a few minutes. So Flex goes back, goes through the air. Well, the guy just kind of stares. He had kind of picked his head up and he just lays his hat back down. He's just staring at the wall, closes his eyes. But Flex goes out back through the airlock, through the first part, door closes behind him. The airlock does its thing. Goes back out into the hall. Goes around the corner to the observation wall with the mirror. So Flex turns the corner and standing in front of the wall, observation wall, the two-way mirror, one-way mirror, I don't know what it's called. Like it's a mirror in the cell on the outside. It's a window, and looking through the window is Electra. She's been observing everything, and she's kind of got this, Flex caught her in the middle of a thought where she was just kind of looking at the man, staring at the wall and thinking. But then she sees Flex and she smiles and shakes her head like, he's been a naughty boy. And I'm not talking about in the bedroom. I'm talking about he's a little teenager. Flex, that was quite a performance. I know. I was trying to get the information, trying to crack him. Well, I don't know. I think you went. I don't think that was a nice, Flex. And well, my intention was nice because I figure if we could get the information from him, it could be good for him or it could be bad. But it's protect us. I need to find, you know, what if he's from another planet? That's what I wanted to find out. Is he from, what planet is he from if he's not from here? And tried to trick him. Did he take the bait emotionally? He didn't say anything. Well, it was interesting. He was nervous when you came in there. And he's definitely unsettled. He's afraid. But he's like it's a fear born in awareness, so he's aware that he may need to be afraid. He's trying not to react. Like part of him, I think, wanted to take you out right there, but he didn't. It's like a restraint. I don't know. It's confusing. He's fear. He started to get a little bit angry at the end. So I don't know if he was on to you, or if he. So should I go in there and get more? More info, or have we heard from, HQ? No, but we're going to hear from them any second, and then they'll give the command, and that'll be it. So, if you're going to get any information from them, we need to do it fast. So you're on board to get the information from them. Well, I'm just not comfortable. I hate this part of the protocol. I mean, we trained on it with those dummies, and then they send in those college students, And it's just the idea of quarantining someone here for them or for... I can see the safety aspect. It's like he could have carrying some disease. He could have some power and supposed to put us at risk and we'll deal with it. He hasn't acted. But then just to put someone to sleep for the rest of the quarantine. I mean, I know they're running blood tests. I know that they... Whatever... I don't like the idea of just... It just doesn't seem right. And then after 30 days, what do they do with... What do they do with him? They leave him here. He's chemically sedated, unconscious for 30 days. He could be some sort of nuke. He could... I don't know. Keeping him here in some sleep quarantine where we're only at risk... He's unconscious, and then they just take him from us. So I don't like this part of the protocol, but we will follow it. We will follow it. But you should get back in there and see what you can get out of him before, because they're gonna once they get done with those blood tests and they realize what, you know, they check him for whatever. I don't even know what they do. Well, they check him for what's gonna put him to sleep and allergies, and then they're probably doing I don't know. Right. So go back in there and see. Go with the anger. See if you can get him angry, and then you can handle him, right, Flex? You're tough. I'm tough, but I'm having fun. Do you think I'm a good actor? Well, you're not bad. I mean, it was a little over the top. Who would eat lava? What creatures? What? Even dinosaurs didn't eat lava. And I don't know about your fact-based imaginationing. But yeah, go back in there and go wild. We probably have minutes, so get in there. All right, I'll see what I can get out of him. So Flex goes back to the door, goes back into the door lock. And the door opens and he goes back in the cell. And... As he comes back into the cell, the guy moves just enough that Flex thinks he's like faking being asleep or he's like ignoring him. So Flex's first tactic is one that could be really irritating, is that he just stands there for a while and you can almost see the hairs on this guy that's lying there stand up on the back of his head because Flex is just staring at him and he's in that biohazard suit or whatever, going and the guy's not moving. So either he's asleep or he's strong-willed or stubborn or something. So then Flex goes over to like one of those metal tables and takes some stuff out of his pocket and starts banging around on one of those, you know, those metal trays that you see in like ER shows or science laboratories or surgical situations. They're really loud when you're banging. So he's banging like his little test breathing thing. And he's got a couple, you know, one of those ear and eye checkers, and he's banging them around there. Guy's still not moving. But even Flex can sense that there's a little bit of tension in the room. And you can tell, well, I guess you can't tell, but I'm guessing that this guy is feeling some tension, like, what is this guy doing? And also, he can't see, as far as I know. So it's like, is he going to give me a shot? You know, usually if you're, it's like you don't want to be getting any kind of injection, especially if you're a captor, he's a captive, but he's still not moving. So Flex, And then Flex hears like a tap on the glass. And, probably like a hurry up sign. For some reason, they don't have a PA or some sort of secret communicators. And the guy shifts, so he heard it too. And Flex is like, okay. And Flex is, stands there. So, okay. So, Carbon Man. Just lying there. Carbon Man just lying there. Well, I got more worried about him. It's like a Carbon Man lying on a bed in a cell. Bom bay to bay. Bell. Ba 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 da ba. Ba 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 da ba da. Ba da ba da ba da ba. Bam bay down. Ba da bay. Well, down brings him round. He's getting on to wake up. Man, we don't know at all. Oh, no, no, no. But I call him Carbon Man. Carbon Man, please wake up and talk to me. Carbon Man, just lying there, you're gonna be all alone. Boom, bada, boom. Boom, bada, oh my. You packed your bags and ended up in a well. We don't know why, and we all said, what the hell? Just this AM. But we're gonna get high as kites later tonight. So Carbon Man, please roll over. Carbon Man, what would you do if I tickled you? Whoa, whoa, ho, 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 ho. You're a Carbon Man. Your molecules, they have bonded on planet Earth. Boom, ba-doom. You once were a simian. But you're now a Carbon Man. We need to know why you're here. So listen up, Carbon Man. I'm going to get closer to you. Carbon Man, you're still not moving. Carbon Man, I'm whispering to you like I was your wife. It's 0 hour right now, dude. You gotta talk to us soon or they're gonna put you to sleep. Can you hear me, Carbon Man? Please, roll over and look at me right now for real. Come on, dude. Yo, Carbon Man. It's me. I told, come on, man. I know you're just staring at that wall. I can see. Listen, I was lying about the lava, eating lava. Are you mad about that? Listen, I'm going to take my suit off. I can't take the suit off because this is a quarantine situation. But, listen, man, I breathe oxygen too. And what's going to happen is they're going to put you to sleep, not permanently, but you need to talk to me, okay? Like, I need to know why you're here and what you want. Because, and I don't know where you're from, what planet, like, I just need to know where you're from. I mean, I'm guessing you're from... Please talk to me. And finally, the guy rolls over. And he looks at Flex and he smiles. And he's like, wow. He goes, did you make up that song? Because that was pretty good. Would you Carbon Man? Something back a beat oh bada boom. Carbon Man. Mana minimonum. I don't know if I agree with the lyrics, but are you like some sort of songwriter? No, my name's Flex, and I'm here. I'm trying. Listen, we can't talk about the songs. Man, he goes, so you don't eat lava, and I knew that was a lie, but you guys breathe oxygen. That's interesting, because where I'm from, we breathe oxygen. Do you guys eat like animal meat? Yeah, we do eat a bit of animal meat. And then you said you get high? Did you say you get high as a kite? I didn't officially say that, no, but, if that's something you're interested in, we could talk about it later. Okay, what are you saying? Somebody's gonna come and put me to sleep? Yeah, that's the protocol we follow here, is that, you're quarantined, in case you care. Carry any interstellar diseases or have some strange power or you're on orders to attack and kill, or you're some sort of parasite, or a Trojan horse, or, whoa, did you say Trojan horse? Yeah. What kind of accent, by the way, you mumble, you kind of talk, you talk, I just talk kind of like this, because this is just, I just keep it mellow, man. I don't like a lot of noise or to-dos, but you like to sing. Well, I like that song, Carbon Man, because I like you, and I like to singing too. I figured you looked like a little baby there a little bit. But listen, we got to get to the point. The point. Oh, you know what? I was looking at you, and I was like, oh, no wonder I feel comfortable around this guy. Even though you're in that suit, you look like you look like you got a baby face. Anybody ever tell you that? Yeah, people tell me that all the time. But yeah, my partner, my old sidekick, delete partner, my sidekick. You remind me of my sidekick. He was a bit like you. He was a baby face. He was young. And you're probably young too. 48. Oh, wow. So you really do have a baby face. I was figuring you're 20, your 20s. Oh, that's, wow. 48, huh? That's good, I guess. Yeah, you remind me of my sidekick. He was called Globe Boy. Not the greatest. I didn't name him. But yeah, we used to do a lot of stuff. I guess I shouldn't be telling you all this. I don't know. I don't necessarily buy your story. And you might be trying to get info from me. Well, I am trying to. So sidekick, huh? Yeah, I'm nobody's sidekick. Well, I guess you could say he was my partner. Maybe. Partner in crime, were you about to say? No, partner in justice. We were part of Team Justice. I still am part of Team Justice. So you're still part. What about your partner there? He's dead. He died. It's I don't normally show emotion. I don't believe in emotion. But my partner, he's gone from this world. Globe Boy is no longer my sidekick, trusted or otherwise. Anyway, what happened to your partner? Well, it was during the first invasion of the Gargantes. We were defending Earth. Wait, did you just say defending Earth? Like Milky Way Earth? Yes, we were defending Earth against the first invasion of the Gargantes. And the Gargantes had a giant beetle beast, and he slayed Globe Boy with his fangs. But that was that was a distraction, and I took out the beetle beast and threw him into the sun. Wait, did you? Okay, you said first invasion of Earth. I don't remember what first invasion of Earth. Wait, planet Earth, like Milky Way Earth? Oh, yes, you're familiar. I heard you joking about it and saying you thought it was from Earth. You people must study us somehow. Yeah, it was the first, and I'm not even sure you're not some. Well, anyway, remember that you guys never heard it. We covered it up. Said it was just a strange weather pattern. People would panic if they knew the Gargantes were out, and that was we covered it up. It was probably a mistake because just a few days ago, they staged their second invasion. And I was at the head of a team of superheroes tasked with protecting Earth when no one else could. And I was hit by some strange beam, intensely powerful beam. And then I was frozen in some block of ice, and then I was being shot at by you people. So I thought this might be some sort of Gargante thing, but I think they just kind of shot me over to your universe, I think. Because, or you're just working for the Gargantes, but either way, I'm going with try to think positive. So I'm trying to assume, trying to make the best of the situation and not have to destroy any of you. Considering my hands and feet are numb, it'd be tough. Okay, wait. So you're from planet Earth, like the one that's near the sun, but not like in the habitable zone. It's got one moon. Yes, that's the one. And yeah, This doesn't make much sense, though, because, well, what do you mean, son? What do you mean it doesn't make any sense? Well, this is Earth. Well, no. You were joking about your lava eating and your carbon man. And, what do you mean this is Earth? Well, this is planet Earth. You're on planet Earth, and I've never heard of a Gargantes invasion or whatever you called it, and, I would have known about it. We're the team of superheroes tasked with protecting the Earth. We're Earth's last hope in the hour of Earth's greatest need. We'll be called. We've never been called for any invasion, ever. Earth doesn't get invaded, and up until you appearing, it was just speculative that there was even alien races. And so, yeah, and I mean, there's comic books where there's alternative Earths, but I don't necessarily buy it. I've thought a lot about it philosophically and spiritually and even mathematically. I don't see it, but what do you mean? I just don't get it. I'm gonna have to talk to someone else here. I'll be back. So Flex runs out to the hall. Is he telling the truth, Electra? Is he telling the truth? He's saying he's from. I know what he's saying. He's telling the truth. He's very confused, too. I wish... Why do we only have one of those suits? I could have gone in there with you. That's protocol. Only one, because if he tries to get me, then you either get him or you just... It's protocol. Oh, I hate protocol. I don't know what to do. And I'm hearing the... We never turned back on the communicator since the whole outage. And I can hear the emergency phone ringing. That's them. To put him to sleep. But we need... Okay, I'm ignoring the phone. Go back in there. Earth, how can he be from Earth? It's time. The only thing I can think of is time travel, but I don't think that was possible. And then find out if he's from the future. Maybe he's from the future and he's like thrown back into the past. But that would he would have. But that's weird because he would have heard of the Elton. He would have known who Elton John is. He didn't. He didn't bite on your Elton John Rocket Man. So, and why did you say Carbon Man when he was a rocket? Like he had feet and hands that were rockets. Why didn't you work that into the song? Thinking of a song on the fly is not easy. And did you see what I was trying to ignore or annoy him? Okay. Yeah, just go in there and find out. You see, he's got to either be from the future of the past or alternative Earth, like you said. And I don't know. Just ask him what year it was when he... Go. Okay. So Flex goes back in. He's back in the room. We fast-forwarded there. Hey, man. Rocket Man. Carbon Man. That song's called Rocket Man. You've never heard of the song Rocket Man by Elton John? No, Elton John. I've never heard of Elton John before. Elton John. That's to Elton. Is that one of the lords? Is that one of the kings of England or something? No, but so he was an earthling. Famous, very famous to me. Listen, it's 2014. Are you from the future or the past? 2014, so that is... usually I don't do military time. Hold on. 24 is midnight. So 20 is 8. So eight. Would you say 8:14? What does that mean? Is that when? No. The year is 2014. AD. Where are you? I'm trying to figure out. Are you from before that or after that? 2014. That's impossible. No, that's the year I got. I got a retro calculator watch, and you can't see it through the suit, but it has the date on it. Are you from? Well, I'm from the year 1953. So that's planet Earth AD. So you are? Is it? They got rocket cars, right? I got transferred in time somehow by that beam. Yeah, it appears so. But that gets complicated with the time So you're from the past. That's... And he could be lying to us. Listen, they're going to put you to sleep, but I don't know if they can anymore, because... God, like, how... I gotta go, and we'll probably have to have a meeting about it, so you're probably gonna, you should probably take a nap or something, in case, maybe you should, did you drink that milkshake I brought you? No, oh, I just could've, in case it was poisoned. Okay, well, drink the milkshake, enjoy it, because you might go to sleep, but, I don't know, man, it's confusing. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna go to this, find out what's happening. But, like, on the hierarchy of superheroes, when back in your day, like, how, or who, and I'm not asking you, I'm asking you objectively, but you should, if you should be able to, how you answer this question will be, well, never mind, just answer this question, don't worry about how you're going to answer it. All right, my friend, I will answer it. Were you, how close to the most powerful superhero were you? Well, there's many good superheroes, many strong superheroes, many powerful superheroes, and many superheroes willing to give their lives, like Glow Boy. And I consider myself a member of the team, but I'm pretty badass. I've got the rocket feet and the rocket hands, but the beams that shoot out of there are intensely powerful, and that's what I was going to do, is I was going to take down the invaders' ships. Last time they invaded, I was able to knock down their ships. It was a sneak attack, and that's they must have beamed me away because they were afraid of me. I'm very powerful. Not, I wouldn't say I'm the most powerful, but yeah, I'm pretty tough, and but I can be destroyed too. Oh, okay, so that's good. I'll need to know your weakness. I would never tell you my weakness. Okay, well, yeah. All right, then, I'm gonna get... Why don't you rest, drink your shake, and then I'll be back. All right, and then he goes back out. Okay, oh dear, he's telling the truth. Yeah, we're gonna have to, find... I'll go through the protocol binders, because there's probably some... We need to defend Earth, and just in case, you know. So I'll do that right now. Get on the phone with them and find out if we can get an extension or something. And so Electra gets on the phone. Flex digs into binders of government protocols. That's a good place to stop for tonight. So something strange is happening here. We have a hero from the past, maybe. And a crisis in the... Well, there's not really a crisis in the present other than should they put this guy to sleep for 30 days or believe his story. But that's enough to wait for, I think. Until next week, my friends, on another episode of Superdoll. Hope you fell asleep.